Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, Rich asks me that question sometimes. You know, I'm kind of frosted. I think I'm staying frosted. Gwyneth, you live in Australia, and I live in the corrupt state of Missouri in the United States of America, or the corrupt states of America. And I have in my hands, this was brought to my attention, that I have a 48-page book from the United States Government Corporation, and it says on this book that your response is required by law. The American Community Survey, it's unbelievable. I mean, this is unbelievable. So the American Community Survey is conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau. The survey is one of only a few surveys in which all recipients are required by law to respond. The U.S. Census Bureau is required by law to protect your information. And they want to know 48 pages. And it's not like one question per page or multiple questions per page. And they say that it only takes about 40 minutes to complete this, which is absolute nonsense. But and I'm not saying that this is mine. I'm just saying I have it in my hand. They want to know the person's name, last name and first name, and telephone number, area code and telephone number of the person filling this out. They want to know how many people are living at this address. Include everyone living or staying here for more than 2 months. Include yourself if you're living here for more than 2 months. Include anyone else staying here that does not have another place to stay, even if they are here for 2 months or less. Do not include anyone who is living somewhere else more than 2 months, such as a college student living away or someone in the armed forces on deployment. So they want to know how many people. And it would take me the full 2 hours, so I'm not going to do that. But they want – how many Puerto Ricans do you have living at your house, Gwyneth? Because they want to know. They want to know how many Puerto Ricans – and Mexicans and Cubans and Alaskan natives. They want to know, like, you know, for example, people from the Navajo Nation, the Blackfeet tribe, the Mayans, the Aztecs, the native village of Barrow, the Nome Eskimo village. They want to know how many Chinese, Filipino, Asian Indians. Pakistanis, Cambodians, Hmong, Vietnamese, Korean, Japanese, Native Hawaiian, Samoan, Hmong, Chamorro, and other Pacific Islanders like Fijian, Tongan, Marshallese. And they want to know, how is the person related to person number one? The opposite sex, husband, wife, spouse, opposite sex, unmarried partner, same sex, husband, wife, spouse. Can't be a same-sex husband, wife, spouse. Anyway, that's what they want to know. Same-sex unmarried partner, biological son or daughter, adopted son or daughter, stepson or stepdaughter, brother or sister, father, mother, grandchild, parent-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, other relative, roommate, housemate, foster child, or other non relative. That's question number two. I mean, this thing goes on, and it's an absolute invasion of privacy. They want to know things that, well, I mean, it's none of their business. For example, in the housing section, and this is just, the reason I'm going through this class is, what are you going to do if you get one of these? Yeah. They want to know if, what best describes the building you're living in? Is it a mobile home? A one-family house detached from any other house, a one-family house attached or to one or more houses, a building with two apartments, a building with three or four apartments, a building with five or to nine apartments, a building with 10 to 19 apartments, a building with 20 to 49 apartments, a building with 50 or more apartments, a boat, RV, van, etc. When was it built? They want to know when it was built. They want to know how many acres that this house or mobile home is on. They want to know what is the actual, and what were the actual sales of all agricultural products for this property. Now think about that. If you have a farm and you have to figure out in the past 12 months, not last year's taxes, in the past 12 months, what were your agricultural sales? You know, $1 to $9.99, $1,000 to $24.99, $2,500 to $49.99, $5,000 to $9,999, or $10,000 or more. How many separate rooms are in the house? How many of these rooms are bedrooms? Does this house have an apartment, mobile home, or does this house, apartment, or mobile home have hot and cold running water, a bathtub or a shower, a sink with a faucet, a stove or a range, a refrigerator? How many automobiles, vans, trucks of one-ton capacity or less are kept at this home and used by members of this household? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six or more. Do you or any member of your household have access to internet using a cellular data plan for a smartphone or other mobile device, broadband, internet service such as cable, fiber, optic, DSL, satellite internet service, dial-up internet service, or some other service, but specify what that is. And which fuel is used for heating this house, apartment, or mobile home? Is it gas from underground pipes serving the neighborhood? Is it gas bottle, tank, or LP? Electricity, fuel, oil, kerosene, coal, coke, wood, solar energy, other fuel, no fuel. That is just the tip of the iceberg of what these parasites want to know. So, class, what happens first is a person receiving, not everybody gets one of these, so I am informed, but I don't know if that's true either. A person gets a kind of a large folded 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, looks sort of like a postcard, and it says you're gonna get a survey. Then they tell you to fill it out online. Then if you don't do that, then they barrage you with the full blown census form. And then if you don't respond, I know what happens next. They'll send somebody to your house. Many times. So what are you going to do? Are you going to tell them? Gwyneth, any comments? I mean, I just went through the tip of the iceberg of this 48-page invasion of privacy.
Yeah, I've got a couple of comments, okay? One of them is, you're very fortunate that you live in the United States because you got this thing called the Fifth Amendment. And I think that if anyone receives any of these documents from the U.S. federal government, that they need to get a Sharpie marker and they need to write across the front of it, I plead the Fifth Amendment. Put it back in the envelope and send it back to wherever it came from. What are they going to do? That's
right.
You know,
right.
Why do people not think of this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Fifth Amendment or do you not have a Fifth Amendment?
Well, we used to.
Even if you wrote, you wouldn't even have to put in the last word. For all the people out there who are of low IQ, they can just say, I plead the Fifth. And what are they going to do? Go against the Fifth Amendment? You know, I'm sure that they've got some way that they'll try and wangle it. But it'll end up in the Supreme Court, and it'll end up as a Fifth Amendment case with international press, and they don't want that. And my other comment is, I wonder what's going to happen. when they send one of these forms to Pennsylvania Avenue to the householder who lives there, how's he going to fill it in? He can hardly even remember his own name. It's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right.
You know, is he going to get a census form? Because if he's not going to fill in his census form accurately, then why should you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many people live in this house? Let me think. What's the question again?
We had a pretty famous guy in the United States who did that. He was testifying before Congress about the Iran-Contra affair. And I don't know the exact number, but it was probably over 100 times or very close to it where he didn't recall. And that was President Ronald Reagan.
I don't recall. I don't recall
frankly,
on every single question with a Sharpie mark
and I don't,
so that it can't be answered.
I don't know if I am qualified to answer all those questions. I really don't know if I'm qualified because, you know, there's so many accounting techniques. You know, what was the revenue of this farm? Well, I'm really not sure what that means. What was it? You know, you have to give me a real tight definition of what that means. And that would take more than 40 minutes for me to understand that, which is outside the guidelines of how long this takes to complete. I think I need a lot of help with this if I were to receive one and if I were to do it. But, you know, the question might be, class, how many of you have been selected to get this? How many of you? Why do they want to know how you heat? Why do they want to know if you have internet? Is that to help everybody? And what's with all these censuses? There, you know, there used to be one every 10 years. Now I think the Census Bureau is saying, well, wait a minute, we're really important. We don't have to do just one every 10 years and then just sit on our thumbs for 9 more years. We can be important, too. We can make up all kinds of surveys and then threaten the populace with this is required by law to respond. So actually, I think if I had one of these, my response would be, I already filled out the census, you know, the enumeration. And they've already sent people to our farm multiple times to give me a hard time. And I don't know if I would be able to hold back the coughing fit that I might have while they arrived. You know, I would try to cover my mouth and things like that. But I have a feeling that I might go into a coughing fit. And then, you know, what happens when somebody coughs on a bus or an airplane? Complete silence, right? Why is that?
Everybody.
And because of the. Yeah, it's because of the China virus, right? So.
Yeah.
Maybe the thing to do is to put your hand out as if you need help. You know, like the Statue of Liberty, but a little lower. Not quite like the Hitler salute, but, you know, like reaching out for help and approaching the person who wants to come and to get the census. And that's hard to do while you're coughing. This is an outrage. Absolutely. You know, when we think we finally have a reprieve of just a few minutes, may even occupy that. These guys, how can anybody make a living when you look at the oppression, the laws, the regulations, the tax documents you have to prepare, and in this too. It's too much.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. And one of the questions is, at any time in the last 3 months has this person attended school or college? Include only nursery or preschool, kindergarten, elementary school, homeschool, and schooling which leads to a high school diploma or college degree. That's one of the questions. And another question is, what is the highest level, highest degree or level of school this person has completed? No schooling? Nursery school, kindergarten, grades 1 through 11, and then you specify 12th grade, no diploma, high school, graduate, regular high school diploma, GED, or alternative credential, college or some college, that's some college but less than a year, 1 or more years of college credit, no degree, associate's degree, it would be an AA or an AS, bachelor's degree, BA, BS, BS stands for Bachelor of Science. BA is Bachelor of Arts. After a bachelor's degree, master's degree, MA, MS, M Engineering, MEd, Master of Education, MSW, Master of Social Work, or MBA. Professional degree beyond bachelor's degree, for example, MD, DDS, DVM, JD, that'd be a Juris Doctor, that'd be a lawyer. And a doctorate degree, for example, PhD and EdD. I mean, this is just some of what is in this 48-page invasion of privacy. And I just typed in a government employee questionnaire. You might want to do this class and have one of these printed out. And Public Law 93-549 states in part, the purpose of this act is to provide certain safeguards for an individual against invasion of personal privacy required by requiring government agencies to permit an individual to determine what records or documents pertaining to him or her are collected, maintained, used, and or disseminated by such agencies. The following questions are based on that act: government prohibitions regarding identity theft, and recognition of commercial statutes that define your employment. So you hand one of these things to the person coming to your door saying, yo, where's your census document? And this questionnaire says, my identification per your records, my name as it appears in your files, my address as it appears in your files, city, state, and my legal status as it appears in your files. Now, government cooperation employee information, this asks for their full name, residence address, city, state, zip. That's important. You want to know where these people live that will come to your house. The badge or ID number, the employee job title, the employee phone number, the name of the corporation that employs you, the name of the department, bureau, agency of that corporation that employs you, the name of your supervisor's mailing address, city, state, zip, supervisor's phone number, name of the department head's mailing address, if different from the supervisor, city, state, zip, department head phone number. Statutory identification, name of the corporation statute, rule, or regulation that generated this encounter. Are you aware of a document with my signature that obligates me to adhere to this statute of your employer, yes or no? The name of the document, and under penalty of perjury, please attest by signing below that you've personally seen this document and can attest to its validity, person's name and date. So that would be a response to the invasion of privacy. Gwyneth?
Yeah, like I said, or you could just write on the front of it with a Sharpie marker, I plead the fifth. You could, but I would also get that other information off the worker before I wrote across the front of the document, I plead the fifth. So I think that your questionnaire is an excellent idea. And, you know, what are they going to do after that? These people have proven themselves completely untrustworthy. The level of corruption in the United States government is to the moon. It absolutely is. It's just astronomical. Why should we trust these people when they've been caught out in so many scandals over the years? Everything from Iran-Contra, getting American, ghost guns into Mexico in exchange for cocaine and marijuana shipment,
And Gary Powers. And Gary Powers, the U2 spy plane.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title.
I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I say put mental health first because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
The American gymnastics star withdrew from Thursday's all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being and not an injury, as first reported by some American media outlets. Jake Elzey defeated fellow Republican Susan Wright in a special runoff in Texas' 6th Congressional District Tuesday night. Former President Trump backed Wright in the race. Elzey, who won more than 53% of the vote, with nearly all precincts reporting. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Olympian Simone Biles withdrew from the gymnastics team finals. Tuesday, she cited her struggles with mental health affecting her performance.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back, because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured, so I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did last minute having to go in. And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games, I think, just as a whole. Not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case. I just felt like it would be a little bit better to take a back seat, work on my mindfulness, and I knew that the girls would do an absolutely great job, and I didn't want to risk the team a medal for kind of my screw-ups, because they've worked way too hard for that. So I just decided that those girls need to go in and do the rest of the competition. Yeah, I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are, rather than just battle through it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and took a little detour this morning. 60 years ago, Francis Gary Powers, who was a CIA pilot, was flying a single-seat aircraft. It was called the U-2, letter U dash the number 2. It's a spy plane. And it was flying deep within the Soviet Union. Soviet Union didn't take too kindly to it. And they used a surface-to-air missile and shot the plane down. Gary Powers ejected safely. He was captured by the Soviet Union forces. And what did the U.S. say? Well, it was just a civilian weather research aircraft operated by NASA.
Oh, boy.
But they were forced to admit that the purpose was really to spy on the Soviet Union with the U-2's surveillance equipment. They were taking photographs of Soviet military bases during the mission. So the Soviet Union had CIA pilot Francis Gary Powers. We lied about it. Nothing new. This is 60 years ago in May of 1960. How did I know the name Gary Powers? Well, that's the name he traded by, and it made the news. And I was alive back then, and I remember that. That's why it was so available, the tip of my memory. So, you know, what is the person's marital status? Now married, widowed, divorced, separated, never married. In the past 12 months, did this person get married, widowed, or divorced? How many times has this person been married? Once, two times, three times, or more times? Does this person have a serious, is this person blind, or does he or she have a serious difficulty seeing even when wearing glasses? Is this person deaf, or does he, she have serious hearing difficulty? Because of a physical, mental, or emotional condition, does this person have difficulty concentrating, remembering, or making decisions? Does this person have serious difficulty walking or climbing stairs? Does this person have difficulty dressing or bathing? Class, are you going to answer these questions?
You know something? Whatever happened to Hebrides?
Well, they say that government by law.
Every one of those questions is a violation of a person's Hebrides.
They say that the government.
People receive services need to put this out.
Here's the thing. Imagine later on when you are before that body that's on a raised bench, and you're sitting down low and in a chair, and they are administering what they think should happen to you. Well, shoot, this guy's having trouble climbing stairs. He has trouble remembering. He can't dress himself. Huh. Well, and how much is it going to cost to feed him? Huh. Oh, boy. And they ask their questions about, can you work? And at what level can you work? There are questions about disability. Like, how much, and what percentage are you disabled? There are a lot of questions that I think could lead to a person's demise under conditions where, let's kind of like the concentration camp trains. If you're able to work, they'll keep you alive until you drop dead. But if you're not able to work, well, we'll just kill you right now. Seems like that's what this could be used for. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it could. I don't know. I don't trust these perverts. I don't trust these bureau rats. I don't trust these people. I don't know who they are. But did Congress authorize this? Did your alleged representative that you voted for or voted against vote to make this law? Who did this? You know, in the 1960s and the 1950s, there was nothing like this. No family ever got questions like this. And in the 1950s, you could fill out your own tax form, you know, for the federal government. You didn't have to hire someone who you didn't know to fill out the paperwork because it was so complex you couldn't figure it out. Life used to be nice in the 1950s and 60s. As a matter of fact, if you listen to the music from the 1950s and 60s, and I might even play a piece tomorrow, you will hear a completely different kind of music from what this noise is today. Music is a reflection of the time. Think about, you know, fun and love and those kinds of things, rather than murder and mayhem and drugs and living in the trailer. It's disgraceful. By not holding these people accountable, I'm talking about the kings. I'm talking about the king of your town, the king of your county, the king of your state, the king of the feds. By not holding these people accountable, and they all live with protection, right? To keep themselves safe. By not holding them accountable, this has happened. This is the result. They're teaching your children how to be homos. They're teaching your 9-year-olds. They're saying, well, are you non-binary or are you a transsexual? In the public training camp. Can you imagine that? In Minnesota. The Equity for Alliance of Minnesota was at their Riverview Intermediate School. And they were demanding that the children fill out the survey with questions like number 46. This is for a 9-year-old. Do you currently identify yourself as a female, male, transgender? And it says transgender people have a gender identity or gender expression that differs from their assigned sex. For example, they were born male but now identify as female. Or something else. So you fill out, you know, you fill out the dot. Female, male, transgender, or non-binary. Now, what? Think about this. For example, they were born male but now identify as female. They identify transgender people have a gender identity or gender expression. What the heck is a gender expression? That differs from their assigned sex. What does that mean, assigned sex? Who assigns a sex? Do you go to some review board to get assigned a sex? Or does that happen at birth? Or does that happen at conception? Y'all know the answer to that. You don't need to go to a review board to get assigned a sex. That's all from nature. That's from God. Gwyneth, what did you want to talk about today?
What I would like to talk about is, you know, how things are going here in Victoria and, you know, what I'm doing about it. Personally, I'm working on my farm, but you know, you had the massive lockdowns lifted on Tuesday. They went away like the morning mist, supposedly, as quickly as they came. And the reason why was that last Friday they had a rally in the middle of Melbourne, and about 200,000 or 300,000 people showed up to tell Daniel Andrews that they'd had enough. And they were very peaceful, they didn't smash anything, but they were very firm, and there was absolutely nothing that the police could do. They had to back off. They turned up with their riot shields, and they turned up, you know, with their horses and the whole nine yards like they have been. But what are you going to do against 200,000 or 300,000 people? So I think that it's really, really important for people to have a proper response here. I think that the demonstration was a good thing, but I think that there is a temptation for people when the supposed lockdowns are supposedly lifted, to think that the problem has all gone away. And it hasn't. Because Daniel Andrews is still warming the Premier's seat. Okay? And yes, he's a puppet. Yes, he's a yes man. But he's a very, very dangerous man because he's a psychopath who is on a power kick. Okay, so, well, I mean, at the moment, if he got removed, they would just put another sock puppet in there to, you know, do what they were told. The whole system at this point needs to be brought down, meaning people need to stop doing what they're told by the government in every area of their life. That means they need to stop paying their motor vehicle registrations. They need to stop paying for their driver's licenses. They need to stop paying their property taxes. They need to civilly stop cooperating with the police, peacefully and civilly, but on the ground that these people have a genocide in the works. Okay? That is what they have planned. That is the whole point of this lockdowns. It's quite literally John Wayne Gacy or Jeffrey Dahmer getting people locked into the basement. And then if you're a good little prisoner, then he'll take the handcuffs off and let you have half an hour of sunshine. And then he'll get you and put you back in the handcuffs and put you back in the basement. And you know where that's going to end. You know it. You know that that's going to end with, you know, very badly for you personally. I'm talking to the general populace out there. They are planning a genocide. I'm sure of it. In the state of Victoria, because this is exactly the same precursor that everywhere that has had a genocide in the past has had these same sort of softening up operations for a few years beforehand. Does that make sense, Vincent? This is a typical communist genocide preparation, and yeah. We all need to stop cooperating with it.
Yeah, first register the guns. Then steal the guns.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. When are today's hot? Well, today, God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, today we're talking about government oppression. And because I might be considered on the fringe of radio, meaning I might be considered someone who has something to do with radio, I get documents sent to me that relate to radio. Since 1970, the year 1970, the Federal Communication Commission has required broadcasters to submit annual data about their employees. There was a concern about the constitutionality, which is what Gwyneth was talking about. So there currently is a push by the FCC to take steps to restart radio data collection on employee race and gender. I'll just tell you very quickly what this is. It's a document to be filled out by radio stations. That would be commercial broadcast stations, radio, television, low-power TV, and international. Non-commercial broadcast stations, educational radio, educational TV, or the headquarters of these radio or TV stations. This is released by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. They want to know the legal name of the licensee, the mailing address, the city, state, zip, etc. They want to know the facility ID number and the call sign. Then they want to know, or a whole bunch of, they want somebody to sign this. And it says, in bold letters, willful false statements made on this form are punishable by fine and or imprisonment and or revocation of any station license or construction permit and forfeiture of That's what can happen. Now, it wants to know there are 220 boxes, 220 boxes to fill out. And they want to know, here are the job categories, like officials and managers, Another one is professionals. Another one is technicians. Another is sales workers, office and clerical, craft workers, operatives, laborers, service workers. Now, this is full-time employee information. They want to know the same about part-time. Then they also want to know, for each one of them, how many of them are white, meaning not Hispanic, according to the FCC. They want to know how many are black, not Hispanic. They want to know how many are Hispanic, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian, Alaskan Native. They want to know that. Now, that seems to me like the employer would have to say, so, I don't know. Are you black, but not Hispanic? Or are you Hispanic, but not black? Or are you not black, but an Asian Island Pacificer? Or are you an American Indian? Or are you white? That's what they want. That's what the FCC wants to know about radio stations. And the radio station could be shut down by the federal government if it is not filled out and if there were any misstatements. Can you imagine that? That's what the federal government wants to know about radio stations. Now, what else do they want to know about? And it says, who must file all licensees and permittees of commercial and non-broadcast AM, FM, low-power TV, TV, and international broadcast stations. I just want to tell you that it's not just coming to specific individuals with the census, you know, 48-page census form. It's all over the place. They want to know what color you are, and they want to know everything they can, and they're sneaky about it. And they threaten you. So I think the thing that y'all need to do is every time you go to one of these public meetings where they have these alleged representatives or directors of school boards, you ask them, you hold up your notebook, your clipboard. I'm sorry. What is your home address and cell phone number? Thank you. Any quick comments, Gwyneth? I'm just outraged. I'm outraged by it.
I think that Rick Sheban is right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. That's an old saying.
Yeah, if he says they can do it, you can do it. I'm paraphrasing.
Yep.
But whatever consequences there is for them, you should have the same consequences. And if they're none for you. Lucille? All right, Gwyneth.
Yep.
When we come back, did you want to talk about John Parker and Lady Catherine Ferris and those two meeting?
Yeah, that would be good.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.